The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
The latest annual report from the Injuries Resolution Board has revealed that there were over 20,000 personal injury claim applications submitted to them last year, marking a 10% rise. However, despite the increase, the total number of claims is still 35% lower than they were pre-COVID in 2019. So what's behind the rise and the fall? Joining me now is Stuart Gilhooly, Senior Counsel and Solicitor at H.J. Ward Solicitors. Stuart, good morning.
Morning, Pat.
Can you explain exactly the rise and the fall? I mean, we've had a rise year on year, but a comparison to 2019, it represents a fall.
Yeah, I think it's all COVID related, Pat, to be honest with you. So the 2019 is the first pre-COVID year. Then, you know, you've got 2020 and 21, which have been right in the middle of the COVID times. And as you can imagine, there are a lot less accidents who occurred during the COVID years. There's a lot less people on the road, a lot less people in work, a lot less people out and about. So those three categories of claims, RTAs, or traffic accidents, employer's liability and public liability claims were all much lower during that period because they're just a lot less people out and about. So it's not surprising. I think that it's gone up a little bit this year because you start to see people back in the roads in or around, or restrictions easing around 2022. I'm a little bit surprised actually it's not higher. I would expect that we will get slightly closer to where we were in 2019, but it looks like at this stage that we're not going to get back to those levels.
Mm. Now, the time lag between something happening to you and making a claim, what typically is that?
Yeah, it varies completely, but I mean, it will often be 6 months to a year. So you could have a situation where somebody won't make a claim for a couple of months at all, but then you can't make a claim to the Injuries Board until you receive a medical report, and that can take months and sometimes years to get. So you know, I would say on average you're looking at maybe somewhere between 3 months and kind of a year before a claim is made to the Injuries Board.
In terms of an injury, obviously some injuries resolve fairly quickly and leave no lasting impact. But some, you know, you think they'll go, but they don't. You know, the famous whiplash, which is real for many people, and it leaves them in permanent discomfort.
Absolutely does. As you said, a lot of people do recover quite quickly, but many people never recover. And whiplash it takes very many different forms. You have people who will recover within a matter of months, and you have some people who never recover from whiplash injuries. So it's very, very different in effect. It depends on the type of person. It depends on, you know, where they're coming from, what age they are, what sort of problems they've had in the past.
Now, Stuart, in terms of medical technology, has it made any difference that, you know, scans are more readily available? So the spoofer who's trying to spoof the doctor by reporting symptoms, can be scanned?
Very much so. I mean, listen, firstly, simply because nothing appears in a scan doesn't mean that there's nothing there. There's a lot of soft tissue injuries that people have that don't show up on a scan. But you're absolutely right. You know, I think a lot of doctors now use scans to outrule problems. And if there's a serious problem there, a disc problem or, you know, a fracture, it will show up on a scan. But if you're dealing with a soft tissue injury, you'll know by the result of the scan that it's something that's likely, hopefully, to recover.
Now, looking at the headlines from this report, the new book of Quantum, has that made a difference to the size of the awards?
Very much so. So the awards are down 35% overall, based on what we call the personal injuries guidelines now. But I think what's key here is you'll note that there's a 105 million euro difference between 2019 and 2022 or 2023 in terms of the awards that have been paid out. Now that's a combination of the reduction in awards and the reduction in claims between those times. But that's 105 million euros extra that the insurance industry are now getting into their pockets and are not returning to consumers. So I'm afraid that we are continuing to be told a pack of lies by the insurance industry about how reduction in damages and claims would make a difference to your premiums when they clearly haven't. And unfortunately, we're seeing a total lack of disrespect for the customer and for the truth.
Well, the overall award median was 11,650, which represented a 37% reduction on 2020 levels. In motor, down 41%. Public liability down 40%, employers liability down 29%. So in all of these categories, the awards are going down. The insurance industry will probably say we need this kind of war chest to buttress against the future so none of us go wallop. What do you say to that?
Well, I say if you have a look at their profits, you'll see they're not in danger of going wallop at all. Their profits are absolutely monumental. Off the top of my head, I think that the last amount was about 500 million in total for the industry. It's an absolutely huge amount of money they're making, and they're making, from what I can see, no effort to return this money, particularly in the motor insurance end of things. So it really isn't good enough. They've told us time and time again, reduce damages, reduce claims, and you will see an improvement in your premiums, and it's just not happening.
Okay, now, this good news for the consumer, which may eventually feed through if the insurance industry decides to pass it on, is it very bad news for your profession that so many people are going to the resolutions board rather than going to the circuit court or the high court?
Well, it isn't. We've always accepted that's part of the system, and we've always said all we ever wanted to do was get paid for the work that we do. So if a claim is settled at the resolution board, then we'll be paid for that work, which is obviously a lot less work than you'll do if a case goes to court, which means we can concentrate on other cases. So it's not a problem either way. We're perfectly happy to have a case settled at the resolution board. Equally, if a case has to go to court, we'll do it and we'll be paid accordingly.
Now, looking at the resolution of all these cases, 71% of those claimed against consented to the assessment being made by the board, which is up marginally, and 48% of assessments were accepted by both claimant and respondent. If the claim is not accepted by a respondent, what happens then?
Well, if a claim isn't accepted by a respondent or indeed by a claimant, so both parties have to accept the claim for the case to be settled at the resolution board level. So if either party turns it down, then the case must go on towards court proceedings or indeed not proceed at all. But in the vast majority of cases, you'll find that the case proceeds on towards court proceedings and is either resolved at the court or before that.
Yeah. Now, when you're involved in court cases, and I don't want you to be specific, is it the case now that the insurance industry is more vigilant in terms of people who might be trying to con them? I mean, are you seeing a lot of subterfuge being exposed by the industry in court?
Oh, yeah, very much so. I mean, I think you can see it probably in terms of media reporting on the issue. But it's a very different environment to, say, 10 years ago. I think the insurance industry are very, very vigilant. They're very careful. They have all got investigations department. And certainly anybody who's looking to pull the wool over anyone's eyes or to scam is rightly caught and, in my view, should be prosecuted for any scam. So it's good news for everybody. Nobody wants this in our business. The solicitors profession, I can assure you, you want this out, and we will do everything we can to assist in that.
Stuart Gilhooly, Senior Counsel and Solicitor at H Ward Solicitors, thank you very much for joining us.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.